when you can't talk and you know your voice is just like this, and you'd say
you're wheezing.
Would you ever say that somebody, you know, who can't talk is hoarse or something?
I say they're hoarse, or they're they about lost their voice.
I see.
Now my sister sitting in that chair, one of them was, and she paralysis struck her.
Really?
Yeah. And the last thing she says is, don't call them. That was the last word she said for that paralysis struck her. And don't call them. Well, we was going to call folks and she say this, don't you see? And she says, don't call them. I wouldn't call anybody when they tell you not to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call them. But I let the rest of them call them. I said, get a doctor. That's what I said, do.
Uh-huh.
Hurry, get a doctor, get the ambulance or something. I wanted to have help, but I couldn't call when she said not to call.
I see. Well, if you say somebody, you know, is really going like that all the time,
mm-hmm.
What would you say he has?
He has the sniffles.
What is he, when he's got?
Cough.
I see.
They've got something in their throat, something mm-hmm. maybe. Sometimes it's just something gets in their throat and makes them do that.
I see. What about if somebody's really tired and say they're ready to go to bed, you say they're...
They're ready to go to bed, I guess.
Or they're about to drop off, you know, you say they're...
About to go to sleep in a chair.
Mm-hmm. Or would you have drowsy or something?
Yeah.
And you talk about how to get somebody up in the morning, what you do when you get them up? You
wake them up.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever rouse them?
Yeah, you rouse them. Wake them up, rouse them up.
Get them, I said.
Get them stirred.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking to somebody and they say, you know, and you talk about somebody hasn't, you know, done, you know, they're supposed to have medicine in the morning or something, mm-hmm. you say, haven't you?
Have you had your medicine?
Or would you say taken, or?
Have you taken your medicine?
Would you ever say, yes, he took his, or something?
Have you took your pill? I tell him that every once in a while.
And somebody, you know, is hard of hearing sometimes, what would you call them?
They're hard of hearing, they can't hear good.
If, you know, if they're not just hard of hearing, they really, you know, really can't hear?
Well, they're deaf.
Uh-huh. And how about, when you're out really working in the fields and, you know, you start, you know, perspiration, what would you say?
Sweating.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about, you know, you've got a real infection or something, and it's, you know, and it's really bad, you know, and you have to go to the doctor and get him to lance it or stick it, what would you call that?
Went to the doctor and had whatever was doctored.
Uh-huh. Do you ever, you know, like a boil?
A boil? You uh-huh. had a lance.
I see. And you know, inside the boil, what would you call that? Was that?
Inside boil.
Uh-huh. Would you call that pus inside the boil?
Yeah.
Or anything else? Or?
Matter.
You call it matter?
Mm-hmm. See, that'd be the pus inside.
I see. And if you've got, if you're, you know, your hand is getting bigger and bigger because of a bug bite or something, it's just getting bigger and bigger, you'd say my hand is
swelling.
Uh-huh. Or, you know.
Or swollen.
Uh-huh. Or if it does it a lot, you'd say, well, last week my hand was, you know.
Felt numb. Or
uh-huh. Swollen or.
Mm-hmm. Or numb or something. I have that with my hand there.
Really?
It strikes. I guess it's arthritis, and this strikes and this is gone, but right then I can't hold nothing.
I see.
I lose my knee back here lots of times, it's sore.